Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 126, Jumping Without a Parachute. Today we're going to talk all things safety related, our need for safety, our seeking of safety, sometimes our unwillingness to stretch ourselves outside of the safe zone in our life and our living, and also our kind of weird desire or need to choose and create safely, which unfortunately can take away some of the bigger possibilities, the pop, the difference, the uniqueness, and quite frankly, the bigness to be able to move your life forward in a whole different direction. Or to maybe move in the direction you're currently going, but at such a rate that there's no need to worry or to fuss or to get lost in the mind or to like check yourself to make sure that everybody is here and you're supported. It's just the willingness to kind of pick up, lead, and go. That is a very confronting, I get, energy for a lot of people. There's a lot to this whole safe conversation. You know, I had the ultimate joy in my life to be able to work with a variety of different folks from all around the world, people who are really looking at changing some area of their life and their living, creating different projects, creating businesses, also just creating a life that actually works for them and feels more authentic in their own space. One of the conversations I have, regardless if it is a stay-at-home mom who's really looking at managing stress and self-care for herself in the midst of a busy household, or it's the creators who are out creating multi-million dollar films, no matter where they are, and yes, looking very different with their life choices, the safe conversation comes up with just about everybody, which I find is so fascinating. There is that kind of thing where we have a resonance of zone that we've created, and it's different for everybody. You know, someone else's safe zone may be just kind of being around their smaller community. They may be with their family a lot. They may be at work, but they kind of have the same energy, the same dynamics. It's really well known and really comfortable. Other people may be in quote unquote from the outside bigger arenas where they are stretching themselves into the public eye or creating a business. Perhaps they're entrepreneurs or really looking at making a name for themselves in the business world or the creative world. Regardless of where your zone is, none of it's right, none of it's wrong. It's just what you've created thus far that you're comfortable with. Like taking me, for example, one of my zones of comfort and safety has always been the hospital. I've worked in the hospital for 14 years now. You know, even with my life coaching, even with my award-winning book, I still actually work in the hospital. I run a department there now. It's a safe zone. It's an easy zone. I am really familiar with the energies at this point. I got the dynamics of this place down pat. Other people stepping into that zone would not feel comfortable or safe at all. I totally get it. That's just a zone of comfort that I've created. Also stretching out into the publishing world, that was something that wasn't safe feeling at the beginning, but the more I got going, the more connections I made, the more of a name I made for myself, the easier it got. And now that's a zone of comfort. The thing is, with these zones of comfort and zones of safety, regardless of where you are, there's this weird thing where after a while, we kind of get stuck in that zone where, again, we want to stretch, we want to choose, we want to create, but we don't want to really leave that zone because when we do, we feel unsafe. We feel maybe seen in a way that we haven't allowed ourselves to be seen. We speak to something that perhaps we haven't put voice to in our life, and it feels a little confronting and uncomfortable. Perhaps there's a part of ourselves that have been more kind of repressed and shut down a little bit that we're now starting to bring up to the surface. And that, again, stretches that safety zone. It can feel like jumping off a cliff without a parachute, which, again, is the name of the episode today. So I want to kind of start this conversation, maybe just you all looking for yourself. Where are your zones of safety currently? And again, they are going to look totally different to every single one of you listening to this episode. None of them are wrong. It's just what you've created thus far where you're like, you know, I got this. I got the dynamic. I know the energy. Yes, things kind of change and they have some sort of like modulation and difference in the way it shows up. But for the most part, this is the bandwidth that I've been comfortable functioning in. And now I would like you to kind of take a look at where the next step would be for you. What are you really looking at creating? What are you looking at creating and being called to create that feels a little unsafe? Feels a little uncomfortable, feels a little risky, feels like sticking your neck out just a little bit. There may be the fear of failure, the risk-taking. Whatever that is, what if it is just a new zone to stretch yourself into? What feels so unsafe that you would much rather live your life in your current safe zone, never going outside of it? And that's the fascinating thing. If you actually look at how we choose, if we have a safety net, if it's in our safe zone, or we can look forward and say, oh, down that path, I can see the next 5 steps. That feels safe enough, I'll move forward. Or hey, 10 other people went ahead of me in that new direction. They're okay, so now it's okay for me to go. Or okay, wow, now this person's here to support me financially if I take the business risk. Here's a safety net that I can lean back onto. We do these things where I'm not going to move until. What is that? That until I have the money, until I know it's safe, until other people have gone where I want to go, so I know it's okay. Until someone in my life gives me acceptance and allowance for where I'm going. What are the stops that have you feeling unsafe if you actually allow yourself to go for it? And what if you're kind of working back to front with that? What if you're sitting in your safe zone waiting for these things to come to fruition or come around before you actually step out is a back to front way of creating? Where instead, if you actually said, you know what, I'm going there, and you made the choice to move forward regardless of how uncomfortable or how unsafe you felt, was actually the thing that created the support behind you. So instead of going like, oh, wow, well, I need, you know, $50,000 before I can actually publish my book, so there's no point in writing it, there's no point in putting it out there, what if your choice to move forward and get going with that project was what was required so that the money could then show up and be created for it? What if you're waiting for somebody in your life to give you some sort of acceptance or allowance? Or yeah, it's okay if you move forward and change, so you never choose to go without that. But what if it's the choice to actually go anyway and start moving in that direction that actually allowed the other people to confront what they needed to confront in their own world enough to go, you know what, that's okay that she's going there. I'm still going to support her anyway, and perhaps step up to the plate in their own life as well. We create things back to front so frequently, and I get this need for safety, the safety zone, the safety net, that parachute that's like, ah, it's going to slow my progress, it's going to give me a little bit of buoyancy, I kind of need that thing. We do that in such a way where we wait for the safety net before we actually step out. Sometimes it's the stepping out that creates that thing that we're waiting for. So wherever you've been creating back to front and whatever you've been waiting on before you actually allow yourself to expand your zone, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Get clear on what those triggers have been for you and allow yourself just to start moving forward. Being bold enough to make a choice where you do feel uncomfortable, you're pushing the edges, and yes, you may feel a little unsafe in doing so. But quite frankly, what's the alternative? You know, one of the women that I'm working with currently, she's turning her, you know, best-selling book into a multi-million-dollar film. And one of the things she's looking at is actually holding true to her story and holding true to her script and creating it in a very authentic way where it's not watered down at all based on what mainstream would enjoy or on what the producers want her to do or let the director or the screenwriters that she's hired to kind of work with her kind of bastardize the project. One of the things we've been talking with that is not only holding true to the story, but also how she can show up in the world where she has her voice. She allows herself to be that unique difference. And it's fascinating watching people struggle with that. It's not just her, it's a lot of the people that I've worked with. It's myself too. I watch myself where that desire to really be that singular being that you are, that uniqueness, and go like, here it is in its fullness, whatever you've created, how it's so easy to go into the trappings of not wanting to be seen or heard, feeling unsafe some way. So we water it down, we tamp it down a little bit. That's choosing in the safe zone. That's actually not a choice that will lead you past the safety zone and allow you to create a new zone. So if you can take that into account, where are you again holding yourself back a little bit and watering yourself down? And also, is it actually worth it in the end? You know, with this lovely lady that I'm working with, she says, you know, it's not worth it. Yes, it's confronting. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But, you know, quite honestly, fuck it. I'm going. moving ahead. No matter what you feel is stopping you currently, if you allowed yourself just in your own space to indulge making that choice, sit with the uncomfortableness, sit with the unsafety, and actually challenge it. Is it true that I'm not going to be safe? Is it true that there's going to be no support on the other side of this? Quite frankly, what is the worst thing that's going to happen? Okay, you know, I lose all my money. Well, I can make more. Oh, someone may leave my life. Well, you know what? If they don't enjoy this path of more trueness that you're going towards, perhaps their time in your life has come to an end. And you also aren't really giving people the benefit of the doubt where, again, if you didn't create back to front, you actually first made the choice and then let the chips fall where they may. You allow the people in your life to step up in a different way. Yes, you give them the choice to leave. Some of them may, but you also give people the chance to go, oh, you're doing that? Cool. Me too. Or at least I can be here supporting you in that fullness of the journey. So this jumping without the parachute, this being able to choose without the need to stay in the safe zone, really allows you the chance to move forward and to continue your development. Because again, every choice you make that takes you out of your safe zone lets you get more of a muscle building practice to get used to different energies, to get used to different circumstances, to create in a new space, a new zone. And then the beautiful thing is, it's amazing, that thing that felt super uncomfortable and super unsafe actually starts to become another safe zone. You get used to it. You can fly there. And you know what? Then you get to keep choosing to move forward and stretch yourself even more. People didn't wake up one day and just said, I'm going to feel super comfortable starting a multi-million dollar business. They went through these growing stages. The thing is, they didn't stop when they hit the safety thing. They said, okay, that makes me uncomfortable. Okay, I feel a little unsafe. Oh my God, how are people going to react? Oh my God, what if I'm seen for what I am and I allow that thing in me to actually come out a bit more? They went through all that too. The only differences between them and you is they actually chose it. They allowed that unsafe zone to actually become more of a comfy, cozy zone. And then they chose beyond it. And before you know it, you actually allow your life to get so big, so broad, so textured and layered that your muscle for all of these different energies, all of these different dynamics, all of these different experiences to become something where, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I could totally do it again, and I can do more. This in of itself is one thing that may take your creations, no matter what you're looking at creating, and allow you to continually push the growing edge. As always, I am here to support. This, yes, is a confronting thing that I would say the majority of people get stuck in and never move beyond. This is one of my sweet spots to actually work with people to move beyond it. I offer free 15-minute consultations. So if you have been pulled to have a one-to-one chat with me and really dive in a little bit deeper, maybe get some tools in that 15 minutes that you can start to apply and see if there's more space for us to work together, hop on my website, laurenpolley.com. You'll be able to book a 15-minute consult with me. We'll look at how this applies to you personally, and I'll give you some things in that moment to start to look at and unravel and see where the possibilities lie with it. In my perspective, no one should ever feel stuck. No one should feel without choice, and no one should ever really hit that stage where they know they've got more to give and more to explore and never be able to actually go for it. That is one thing that I am more than happy to assist and mentor anyone through. So if that calls to you, go ahead and jump on my website, laurenpolley.com, book a session, and we'll move forward. And please listen to this episode again. There are a lot of beautiful nuggets and ways that you can apply this. This in of itself, if you get used to choosing this way and creating this way, will no doubt lead you down a path to more consciousness and a bigger, bolder, and truer, more authentic life for yourself. And what that can create in the world is truly, truly inspiring. Have an amazing week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.